南無達薩帕卡瓦托阿拉哈托薩摩薩摩達薩南無達薩帕卡瓦托阿拉哈托薩摩薩摩達薩南無達薩帕卡瓦托阿拉哈托薩摩薩摩達薩。 And we have talked about the four foundations of mindfulness. Where our mindfulness should be established. There are four places, four bases to establish your mindfulness. Number one is body, kaya nupasana. Anapanasati is under body contemplation. The second one, feelings, vedana nupasana. By contemplating, taking the three types of feelings, pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral, then you establish your mindfulness. The third, mind, mental states, various mental states, whether good or bad. Anger as anger. Happiness, mental state also should be noted as happiness, not a self. Okay, and the last one, Dhamma Nupassana, contemplation on Dhamma. Under this contemplation on Dhamma, there are few subjects. Number one, we have talked about five hindrances, Divarana. What are the five? Please repeat for me. First one, yes, sensual desire, Kamma Chanda. Kamma Chanda. Second one?
Ill will.
Okay. Ill will. Biapada. Third?
Restlessness
and remorse. Utecha. Kukucha. Fourth?
Sloth
and torpor. Tina. Mida. Fifth?
Skeptical doubt.
So these five hindrances block the concentration and wisdom. Therefore, a skillful practitioner must know how to deal with them skillfully and transform the obstacle into the factors of enlightenment. Right? If it's so long you know how to contemplate nothing, you should not fear of anything. Okay? And the second subject that we have talked about is five aggregates subject to clinging. What are the five aggregates? Materiality aggregate. Second, Vedana Kanda, feeling aggregate. Third, perception aggregate. Fourth, Sankara Kanda, formation aggregate. Fifth, Vinyana Kanda, consciousness aggregate. These five aggregates make up so-called I, a person, a being, he and she. So a person, a being, I, she and he, only conventional truth. And the purpose of conventional truth is for communication. So you know she is a girl, he is a man, I. You know, then give different people different names for convenient, for the sake of convenient. But this I and she is not the object of contemplation because they are not the ultimate truth. Ultimate truth, this so-called I, the person, is made up by these five aggregates. And the Vipassana meditation is to take ultimate truth as your object of contemplation. Okay? So now we let us repeat a little bit this five aggregate. First, Rupa Khanda, materiality aggregate consists of what? Four elements, earth element, water element, fire element, wind element. And from these four elements, there are also other derived materiality from these four elements, including eye sensitivity, ear sensitivity, sensitivity to see something, ear sensitivity, nose sensitivity, tongue sensitivity, body sensitivity, and my base. So these are called derived materiality. So the four elements we call primary materiality plus this derived materiality are called rupa khanda, materiality of form aggregate. Clear? Okay. Do you cling to your eye as mine? M-I-N-E. Yes or no?
Yes.
We all cling to the eye as my eye. The eye belong to me. So when you cling to the eyes, your eyes are mine, then this is called craving. And sometimes when your eye sees something, eye consciousness arises depend on eye sensitivity and sees the visible object, and you say, I am seeing. Do you cling to the seeing consciousness as I? Yes or no? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. So if we cling to the eye consciousness that sees something as I, this is called wrong view. Wrong view of I. Therefore, this materiality aggregate subject to craving and wrong view. The body also. When the body feels pain, you say, the pain is mine. So you cling to the pain with craving, sometimes with aversion, of course. And sometimes you say, I am painful. This is clinging with wrong view. Therefore, materiality aggregate is subject to wrong view and craving. And this is the truth of suffering that you should thoroughly understand. Okay, then come back to the feeling aggregate. When you experience pleasant feeling, let's say you eat something, the pleasant taste touch your tongue sensitivity, then you have pleasant feeling. Do you cling to the pleasant feeling as my pleasant feeling?
Yes.
So this is called clinging. It is called craving. Craving. You crave for pleasant feeling. You cling to the pleasant feeling as mine. Not only that, you also identify the pleasant feeling you have as I. Or I am. Yes or no?
Yes.
So we also identify feeling, whether pleasant or unpleasant, is I or mine. All the times. So long you are not mindful, so long you do not know how to contemplate all these different types of feeling, the craving and the wrong view of I is constantly in your mind. So the feeling aggregate also become the subject for craving and wrong view. And this is the truth of suffering. The truth of suffering must be thoroughly understood, told, said by the Buddha. The truth of suffering must be thoroughly known. Okay, now come to the third perception aggregate. So when you see something, your eyes see something, you perceive, this is beautiful object, this is repulsive object, this is agreeable object. So your perception sees something, perceive something, but you think that perception belongs to mind. You cling to that perception as my perception. That is craving. And you also identify that perception as I am. This is called wrong view. Therefore, perception aggregate is also subject to craving and wrong view, tanha and dicchi. Okay. Similarly, formation aggregate. When a sixth sense basis, how many sixth sense basis you have?
Six.
What are the six? Eyes, yeah. Eye base, ear base, nose base, tongue base, body base, and mind base. What is the object of eye?
Visible
object. Huh? What you can see. So visible object is the object for eyes. What is the object for ear?
Sound.
What is the object for tongue?
Taste.
What is the object for nose?
Smell.
What is the object for body? Touch, tangible. What is the object for mind?
Thoughts.
Okay, dhamma or thoughts. Okay. So when the six sense spaces come to contact with six sense object, do you react?
Yes.
React with what? Sometimes with aversion, sometimes with greed, sometimes with conceit, sometimes with worry. Worry of my health. Sometimes with anxiety, sometimes with jealousy, sometimes with competition. Anger, say already. So all this reaction is called formation aggregate. And do you cling to your reaction? Let's say you react with aversion. Do you cling to that aversion as mine?
Yes.
Yes. Do you cling to that aversion as I?
Yes.
I am angry. Yes. Therefore, all these formations, all these mental states are the subject for craving and wrong view. I try to explain to you one by one, so it can go deep into your consciousness. This is not an easy subject. Okay? The last one, consciousness aggregate. Consciousness aggregate, there are six types of consciousness. First is called eye consciousness. Second, ear consciousness. Third, nose consciousness. Fourth, tongue consciousness. Body consciousness and mind consciousness. So eye consciousness perform the function of seeing. So the eyes, when the eye sensitivity come to contact with visible object, eye consciousness arises seeing the things, seeing the visible object, whether it's a woman or man and so on. So when all the mental factors are fulfilled, the eye consciousness arises seeing something, but we don't understand all this cause and effect. We just say, I am seeing, seeing is mine. I am seeing, seeing is mine. So I am seeing is called wrong view of I. Seeing is mine is called craving, clinging to seeing as mine. Therefore, seeing, hearing, tasting, smelling, touching, and thinking, we all cling to all this consciousness as mine with craving, and also wrongly identify all this six type of consciousness is myself. Yes or no?
Yes.
Therefore, this consciousness aggregate is also subject to craving and wrong view of self. Therefore, Buddha said, what is the noble truth of suffering?
Clinging of
five aggregate of clinging is the noble truth of suffering. As a practitioner, Buddhist practitioner, in order to understand the accent of Buddha's teaching, you must understand the Four Noble Truths. So what is the Four Noble Truths?
Five
aggregates of clinging is the truth of suffering. Please bear in mind first. Understand this point first. And Buddha further say, this first noble truth must be thoroughly known. Without thoroughly knowing this first noble truth, five aggregate of clinging to escape from the round of rebirth, to escape from samsara, is not possible. Got it? Okay, good. Now, since you understand, this five aggregate, or so-called I, subject to our craving, subject to our clinging, therefore it is called the truth of suffering. Now, come to second question, the origin of suffering. Why these five aggregates arise? Why? Why five aggregate arise?
Because of ignorance and craving.
Yeah, first, because of craving. Yesterday we talked about this already. I think you all forgot. Because of craving, five aggregate arise. Yesterday we talked about because we crave for existence of five aggregate so that we can enjoy sensual pleasures, right? We can enjoy sensual pleasures. So we perform karma, especially good karma. Then to get with the desire, a craving to get a new five aggregate so that the greedy eye can see the beautiful object. The greedy ear can always hear the music you want, the praise you want. And a greedy tongue can enjoy delicious food. And a greedy body can enjoy soft touch, the touch of beloved one, and so on. This is called enjoying sensual pleasures. Without this body, how to enjoy sensual pleasures? Without feeling, how to enjoy sensual pleasures? Even with body, no feeling, you cannot enjoy sensual pleasures. A corpse, dead body, you ask the dead body to enjoy sensual pleasures? No, because he has no feeling, right? Therefore, with body and also with the feeling and the perception to perceive what is beautiful that can arouse pleasant feeling, and with the mind, then one is able to enjoy sensual pleasures. Therefore, craving is the origin for arising of this five aggregate. And in order to get five aggregate, we perform karma, good karma. And this good karma leave behind potentiality, leave behind energy. We call potentiality or hindered energy along the life stream, along the mental continuity. When all the favorable conditions are fulfilled, then birth takes place. When birth takes place, and these five aggregates come together. And these five aggregates come together, an ignorant person calls these five aggregates as I, myself. He, she, simply because we do not see things as they really are. We see things with our distorted perception because our wisdom is not developed yet to see things as they really are. Therefore, we identify these five aggregates as I, he, she, a person. Okay, so this example, I just give you an example how the five aggregates arise. But please don't think five aggregates arise only in next life. Five aggregates arise from moment to moment. How? Let's say, example. A man's eyes come to contact with a beautiful woman. So the eye is materiality, right? Form aggregate. And visible objects also form aggregate, but external. Huh? So when a man's eye come to contact with a beautiful woman, then the perception, his perception will perceive. Is it beautiful or ugly? Beautiful. So the perception will perceive, wow, beautiful. He perceive beautiful. And Buddha say, what one perceives, one feels. So when you perceive it as beautiful, how do you feel?
Pleasant,
right? Automatically. When you perceive it as beautiful, then you feel pleasant. And the pleasant feeling has the function. It thrills the whole body with joy and happiness. That's why the whole body get very excited when a man's eyes come into contact with beautiful woman. Yes or no? Yes or no?
Yeah, yes.
Okay. This natural process. No one can avoid it, right? So then the feeling, you feel the feeling thrills the whole body and the mind become excited. From this moment, do you long? Because of that pleasant feeling thrills the whole body, and that pleasant feeling is very lovely. So do you long for such pleasant feeling again?
Yes.
Yes or no?
Yes.
This longing is called what?
Craving.
Craving, right? Craving and its formation. So you're creating the mental karma. Even you do not do anything to this beautiful woman, you are creating the mental karma. And your consciousness now is dependent. It's dependent because the craving. So your consciousness aggregate now is dependent, not independent. Dependent on what? Dependent on this craving. And because of that, five aggregates are built up at this moment. What are the five aggregate form? Then you long for eyes so that you can enjoy seeing beautiful object. You long for pleasant feeling, right? Because it's so lovely. You long for perception, to perceive things as beautiful, as permanent, as self. And the longing itself, is the karma that immediately create the five aggregate at that moment, although you cannot see. This is how, when consciousness, Buddha say, when consciousness is dependent, not independent, then the five aggregates are building up from moment to moment. As long as you react, when sees something, hears something, smell something, taste something, touch something, and think of something, as long as you react, then the five aggregates are building up from moment to moment. Is it too deep for you?
No.
No. Because you're so quiet. Okay. So, why the five aggregates are building up? Why?
Clinging.
Yes, because of craving and clinging. Please understand well, the teaching of the Buddha. Okay, next question. When the five aggregates will come to cessation? Is it that five aggregates continue to arise again, there's no end to it, or they will come to the end one day?
Death.
Another new aggregate will come. When death happen, rebirth will take place. But there's a rebirth, there's a five aggregate, right? Okay, so is it the five aggregate will continue without the end? So they will be the end, right? The five aggregate will come into cessation one day. How? When the five aggregate, I don't say how. When the five aggregate will come into end. Okay, think first. If you think correctly, when I say yes, then you will be very happy. Why no karmic energy? Why no I? Why no more karmic energy? Yes, very good. When there's no craving anymore, when there's no craving whatsoever, then the five aggregates will not arise anymore. Right? Just now, in fact, the answer is already given. Just now I say, what is the origin for the arising of aggregate? Craving. So the answer is very clear. When the craving stop, when the craving, no more craving, then the effect, craving is the cause. The arising of five aggregates is the effect. So when you remove the cause, the effect gone. Simple as this. Your mind go very fast. Therefore, the third noble truth. What is the third noble truth? The third cessation of suffering. Let us come back to the first noble truth. First noble truth, the five aggregate of clinging is the truth of suffering. The second noble truth, the origin of the suffering is craving and clinging. And the third noble truth, the cessation of the five aggregate, or the because five aggregate of clinging is the truth of suffering, and the third noble truth is the cessation of suffering, which means the cessation of five aggregates. Is it clear? Yes. Okay, now the last one. The path leading to the cessation of suffering. As you say, how? How the cessation can come? How the cessation of five aggregate comes about? Okay, noble eightfold path. How you understand noble eightfold path? I want to know. If you understand the noble eightfold path well, you understand how to practice. You will not get confused. You will not ask the question yesterday Yogi asked. I read this book, I read that book. Everybody said this is the only path. I get very confused, as you asked as well. Simply because you don't understand the noble eightfold path. If you understand, you have no confusion. You can accept whatever method people teach and know this is the right, this is the wrong. You know it very well. Okay, so how you understand noble eightfold path? First, what is noble eightfold path? The first path. Right view. Samadhi. What is samadhi? Right view. Okay, what is samadhi? Right view.
Understanding the four noble truths.
Good. Some more? There are many ways to explain right view. Understanding the karma. Okay, some more? Very good. Understanding anicca dukkha anatta. That's right view.
Which means?
It's called vipassana right view. Understanding anicca dukkha anatta is called vipassana right view. Okay? Then, what's right thoughts? What's right thought? I no answer. Okay, Buddha said three. According to the traditional text, I explain to you according to Buddha's text first. Then I will give you another explanation of noble eightfold path. Okay, right thought. Samadhi, samasankappa. Three. The thought of renunciation. Just like you want to renounce the world, which is very good. Called right thought. Number two. The thought of non ill will, which also means metta, loving kindness. The third, the thoughts of non-cruelty, which means compassion. So this three is called right thoughts that we must develop. The thoughts of renunciation. Renunciation means renounce the enjoyment of sensual pleasures. It's called renunciation. If you wear the robes, am I still think of sensual pleasures? This is not real renunciation. The second, the thought of non-ill will, mean metta, loving kindness. Number third, the thoughts of non-cruelty, which means compassion, non-cruelty. So these two, right view and right thought, consists of wisdom training. Okay, next one, samadhi, sama sangkapa, sama vacha, right speech. Right speech, don't tell lies. Some more, don't utter harsh speech. Then, don't utter backbiting speech. Last one, don't gossip. Avoid this four unwholesome speech. It's called right speech. Abstain from backbiting. Okay? Abstain from telling lies. Abstain from gossiping. And abstain from harsh speech. So if you can abstain this four, you have right speech. Okay, next one. Samma vacha, samma kammanto, right action. Kammanto, right action. There are four right action. Number one, abstain from killing. There are three. Abstain from killing any living beings. Number two, abstain from stealing. Number three, abstain from sexual misconduct. What's sexual misconduct? Apart from your spouse, official spouse, you cannot have any sexual intercourse with other people. This is called abstaining from sexual misconduct. So if you can fulfill these three factors, you have right action. Okay? Samma vacha, samma kammanta. Last one, the number fifth, samma ajiva. Samma vacha, samma kammanta, samma ajiva. Ajiva means livelihood. You must have right livelihood. Your occupation must be right. So there are five which are denied by the Buddha, as we should not indulge in this type of profession or career. What are the five?
Killing drugs.
Not gamble.
Selling
animals for slaughtering. Okay? Selling animals for slaughtering. This one we should avoid, because it indirectly involves killing. You sell, then people kill. Seem like you kill. It's the same thing. Okay? Number two, without dealing with poison. Drugs and poison. Because you use the poison, then people get killed. So you are the culprit. Number third, no dealing with weapons, like atom weapon, guns, pistol, rifle, and so on. This all killing people, kills people. Number fourth, alcohol make people drunkard. Then when you get drunkard, then you can kill, you can scold, you can steal, and can do anything, that because you lose your noble consciousness. The last one, dealing with selling the slave, which is last time in North America, they sell the slave. Okay, this also not a right career according to Buddha's teaching. So avoid these five career, you have right livelihood. Okay, this three, right speech, right action, and right livelihood consists of morality training. Sila khanda, morality training. And these three are very easy to observe, not difficult at all. And when you observe this three, it's for your long happiness, for your welfare, for your happiness, and also out of compassion for other sentient beings. So you don't want to kill, you don't want to steal, you don't want to hurt other people. So this morality training is based on love and compassion. And also with the understanding of karma. Karma, whatever karma we do, whether bad or good or bad, leave behind energy. That energy, when ripened, the effect will take place. Then we suffer. So who make us suffer? Our own action. Our own action done previously, our unskillful action done previously make us suffer now. No one to be blamed. Our own ignorance, greed, anger, and delusion in the past. Okay? Okay, number six factor, samma vayama. Right effort. Samma vayama. I'm not going to deal in detail, right effort. If I want to go detail, it takes very long. I will skip. Next time, if got time, I will talk. Right effort. There are four only. First is to prevent unarisen evil. Not to prevent it from arising. Unarisen evil, to prevent unarisen evil from arising. We in our mental state, we have a lot of unskillful mental state like greed, hatred, conceit, competition, cruelty, and so on. We have, but not all the time. All this unwholesome, evil mental state come up, right? Not all the time, but it's with us. Do you understand? Understand or not?
Yes.
It's with us, but not all the time there. Only condition for there to arise, they only arise. So now they are dormant, lie sleeping. We prevent them from waking up. Don't wake them up, right? We don't wake the unwholesome mental quality. Don't wake them up. This is called effort. Right effort, the first one. To prevent unarisen evil from arising. We must have this type of effort. Unfortunately, we are not arahant. So when the six sense bases come to contact with six sense object, one of the defilements, one of the evil mental state will pop up, right? We experience this very often. So when this unwholesome state pop up, what to do? An energetic person who have effort, who have virya, will discard them. Discard them, give them up, push them away, throw them out from your mind. This is called second type of effort. If you entertain them, entertain. For example, anger arise, I entertain. Greed arise, I entertain it more and more until stomach bloated. Then you entertain the greed. You don't have the effort to discard the greed that has arisen. Okay? You must respond to me. If not, I'm going to stop already. Okay, so the effort to discard the unwholesome mental state that has arisen. This is called effort. So effort doesn't mean that you sit there 2 hours, 3 hours. After get up, the eyes sees beautiful object. Wow, I love it. This is called no effort. When the eye, you can sit 3 hours, but the moment you get up and you see a beautiful object, you don't have the longing. But if longing arises, you contemplate impermanent, 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 and let go of it. This is called a person who has effort, a person who has energy. So don't misunderstand, energy is only to sit, to walk and sit, no. Mental energy, whatever evil state that arises in you, you have the effort to discard it. This is called Samma Vayama. Okay, next one, there are four. To arouse, the third one, to arouse the wholesome state that has not arisen yet. What are the wholesome state that you have that not yet arise, not yet arise in your mental stream? Mental stream.
Loving-kindness.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. If you think you don't have metta, not yet developed, then you arouse your effort to arouse your to develop your metta, compassion. Or you think that you have not achieved concentration, right? Then you put forth effort to develop concentration. So this called the effort to arouse the wholesome state that has not yet arisen. Okay, it's clear?
Yes.
Okay, the last one.
So this is the second one. Yeah, I'm so lost.
Discard.
It's the same, isn't it? I thought prevent and discard is the same. No, prevent and discard are the same.
Now let them explain, I'm tired.
No, prevent means it hasn't happened. Discard means it's there, but you throw it away.
So is it the same?
No,
different. therefore I keep. No more. Testing. It's a signal to ask me to stop.
Turn on
already, no? Testing. Okay, so this is the reason why I often ask, understand. If you understand, I will keep going. If you don't understand, I will repeat. Okay? Not because I'm long tongue. I'm also tired. Okay? So the four right effort. Number one, to prevent the evil state from arising. Number two, to discard if they arise. Number third, to arouse the wholesome state that has not yet arisen, that not yet arisen in you. Okay. Number four, to bring into fulfillment. Let's say you don't have concentration, now you arouse, you put effort to let concentration arise. If you don't have metta, you make effort to make metta and compassion arise. Only arise not enough. Bring into fulfillment, into the final stage. So bring into fulfillment all the mental state that have arisen in you. These are called right effort. Okay, last, the seventh factor, number seven. Samma Vayama Samma Sati. Right mindfulness. What are the right mindfulness? According to traditional text, what is right mindfulness? Yes, four foundation of mindfulness. Mindfulness of body, mindfulness of feeling, mindfulness of mental states, mindfulness of Dhamma. So if you can mindful of this, you have right mindfulness. The last one, Samma. Samma, samadhi, right concentration. What is right concentration? Achieving first jhana, second jhana, third jhana, fourth jhana is called right concentration. So this noble eightfold path, the first samadhi, right view and right thought is called wisdom training. Right speech, right action, and right livelihood is called morality training. And right effort, right mindfulness, and right concentration is called samma concentration training. Therefore, we often say threefold training. Threefold training of what? Wisdom, morality, and concentration. And this three training consists the whole teaching of the Buddha. Okay, this is the traditional way of explanation. But now I would like to give you another way of explanation according to one sutta stated in Majjhima Nikaya, the middle length discourse. Buddha said, let us come back to Four Noble Truths. What is the noble truth of suffering? Noble truth of suffering. Yeah, five aggregate of clinging is the noble truth of suffering, and this noble truth of suffering must be thoroughly known or understood. Okay? It's a very important statement. Number two, what is the origin of the suffering? Craving. Craving is the origin of the suffering, and this craving must be eradicated. Yes, very good. Must be removed. Must be eradicated. Must be uprooted. Okay. Then the third one, the truth of the cessation of suffering, means the cessation of the aggregates. And this, the third, the cessation of the suffering must be realized. Yes, very good. Must be realized. It means that Nibbana must be realized. And number fourth, the path leading, the noble eightfold path leading to the cessation of suffering must be develop again and again and again and again. Okay. Now, come back to the third noble truth of suffering. The third noble truth of suffering is the cessation of the suffering, right? And you already got the answer. Why the five aggregate come to cessation? Because of the cessation of craving. Okay? So how to make the craving come to stop? Or another question first. Why we crave? Why? Not what. Why? Why we crave? Due to ignorance. Ignorant of what? Ignorant of what?
The wrong view that is high.
Okay, some.
Ignorant of the nature of things.
Okay. So we come to very interesting and important point. If you understand all this, you understand the Dharma very clearly. The book you pick up, you read, you know this is correct Dharma, wrong Dharma, immediately you know. Okay? That's why correct understanding is very important to pursue the path. Okay. So why we crave? Because of ignorance, you answer, right? Ignorant of what? Okay. Why we crave for five aggregates? Why we crave for five aggregates? We crave for five aggregates because we think these five aggregates bring us happiness. This is the only answer. Because we think these five aggregates bring us happiness. If these five aggregates bring us suffering, do you crave or not? So the answer is very easy. You experience it yourself. No need to wait for Buddha to tell you. Right? It's just that we do not think only. We do not think because our mind is full of craving. We don't want to think. We just want to enjoy, enjoy, and enjoy. Right? So why we crave for five aggregates? Because we think, we misperceive five aggregates bring us happiness. And we also misperceive this happiness is permanent, right? And we also misperceive that there is a self enjoy this happiness. We also misperceive there's a self enjoy and think everything is permanent. There's a self that can control all events, all phenomena. Therefore, we crave. Therefore, we cling. We crave for more and more aggregates so that we can enjoy happiness through these five aggregates and think all these are permanent. There's a self experience this. There's a self experience this happiness, this permanent things. This is the reason. So if you understand this point, you understand the practice. Then how to practice the Noble Eightfold Path? How can you be awakened? How can you let go of that craving? How? Everybody can give your answer. Now you know why we crave. Because we know for five aggregates because we think five aggregates bring us happiness. And this happiness is permanent. And then it's a self experience happiness. Right? Okay, now we understand already the cause. Then how to give up this craving? How can this craving come to a cessation? How can we let go of this craving? How to wake up? Your answer, if you know how to answer, you know how to practice. Definitely. Yep. So I want your answer so that I know whether you know how to practice or not. Okay. Okay, again, because so important. After I finish this one, I don't have to talk already. Tomorrow, no need to talk, you'll understand already. Okay? Why we crave for five aggregate? You answer me, so I make sure you understand. Okay? Why we crave for five aggregate?
Because
we misperceive that five aggregate bring us happiness. And we also perceive this happiness is permanent, nicha. And we also misperceive that I experience enjoying this happiness. Right? Okay. Now all this are wrong thing, right? Now how to stop this craving? How to let the craving fade away? How to let go of this craving? Very good. Very good. Now the answer comes. So long you still entertain the thought, the five aggregates is happiness, is permanent, is a self. The craving grows again and again. The craving is intensified again and again. So you have to undo it by contemplating five aggregates are dukkha, are suffering, are impermanent. What is impermanent is suffering. Buddha said many times. What is impermanent is suffering. What is impermanent? Suffering cannot be regarded as a permanent self that you can control. This is the answer. And this is why I often teach my students to contemplate impermanent, suffering, non-self, so to change your perverted, distorted perception, to let your mind see things according to the truth as impermanent, suffering, and non-self. If you do not contemplate, if you do not see things according to the truth as impermanent, suffering, and non-self, your craving will never come to cessation. Sorry. Never. If you perceive everything you see, you hear, you smell, you taste, you touch, you think is permanent happiness and self, your craving increases again and again. Your craving intensifies again and again, and you are far away from the suffering. Only by contemplate whatever you see, you hear, you smell, you taste, you touch, you think as impermanent, as anicca, as dukkha, suffering, as tumor, as cancer, as empty of self, as void, as emptiness, as non-self, then the craving will decrease day by day to the extent one day the craving completely disappear from your mental stream and you become arahan. Then you become arahan. Right? So the practice is not difficult at all. Difficult is that we don't understand. Right? We don't understand the practice. So we get confused. Why this method like that, that method like that? Because you don't understand the whole practice. So long you understand the whole practice, you go to this method, you go and see this method, whether they teach to contemplate impermanent, suffering, non-self or not. Then you know, if yes, this is the correct one. If this only practice only for mundane happiness, no anicca, dukkha, anatta, you know this path, this method will not lead you to Nibbana, will not lead you to the cessation of suffering. So am I answering your question?
Yes.
Rest from yesterday. That's why sometimes I say, don't hurry to get the answer. As I keep on teaching, the answer come clear to you. This is the reason I don't answer you yesterday. Okay, and another, do you get the answer?